Whole show on it. So Chaim Vital tells sometimes the Torah speaks b'loshen Rabbi, sometimes the Torah speaks b'loshen Yochi. Of Shaftim v'Shaytrim Titel Lecho B'chol She'orecho is one of the almost clear places that is the wrong way to write it. Lo Yisatim Mishpat, the next pasuk makes sense. Dayan, be straight. You could say Dayanim, be straight. Or you could say Dayan, be straight. You could speak B'loshen Rabim to everyone. You could speak to every person. But shoytrim v'shoyftim, not every guy makes his own police. Not every guy makes his own police. Shoytrim v'shoyftim titel lecho, based in the tzibur, put a police to be in charge. Every guy has his own police, you know what it will be? So lechu azok Reb Chaim Vital, the right lashon had to be shoyftim v'shoyftim titnu lochem b'chol shoreichem. Because here to speak b'lashon yochid this doesn't make sense. So every mitzvah could be written. We could back of korbanos. We speak about the yochid. We speak about the rab. Here the yochid can do it. And if it's only one yid, Stomach doesn't have to have a police. There's only one yid left in the world. If there's only one yid left, he will do the korban tzibur, right? There will be only one kohen left. He will light the menorah. So we write b'loshen rabim, but it exists b'loshen yochi. Zot Reb Chaim Vital. I'm just explaining that a lot of time we have remozi. We try a little bit of chumash here. What the Mekubalim brings Achim to understand that the Mekubalim, they not write it down stam b'derech remez b'derech drosha. The reason the Mekubalim darshan it because they have an orah b'pshat. It's not like a remez b'alma yet. We can talk about Hamish Teira say pshat. Zog Reb Chaim Vital, every person has she'orim. There's shara einayim, it's called shara re'iye, shara shmiye, shara reyach, shara dibu, shara mishush. Five she'orim a person has. But with them the neshama connects with the world. He sees, he hears, he feels, he smells and he talks. A person has to put a shomer on every one of them. As they be klal Yisrael, Hashem didn't tell them, you know, behave, it will be okay. A lot of people say, yeah, I'm a good guy. As a special halacha, you need a shomer for the eyes, you need a shomer for the reyach, a shomer for the dibur. And you have to have a shomer, a shofet, and a shoiter. If a person doesn't have a shofet or a shoiter, so then he could fall. So it's a special tafkid for a person to have a shofet or a shomer b'chol she'orecho. And if a person feels that the tzibur was given to him, shayfet to shayfet b'chol she'orecho, a specific tzibur for him. So then, they say over that the Biskerov was in Ghetto Varsha. And he was trying to get Dalet Minim. There's a lot of stories about these Dalet Minim. He was trying to get the Dalet Minim. And he was looking for the Aleh Yidurim and the Dalet Minim till he got one of the Chibsharim. So they asked the Biskerov, Ghetto Varsha, really, nah. Ghetto Varsha, now we have to be busy with Dalet Minim. The world is collapsing, everything is falling apart. Now is the time to be makpid on all chumras from Dalet Mini. So the Biskarov told him, what would be if in the middle of the ghetto will be a fire, Hashem will come down, will call everyone. He says, Rabbi Yisai, I want now Dalet Mini. For sure, we'll try to do the best Dalet Mini. He says, a person a lot of times in life feels so much nisyonis. No, it's in the big picture, I'm a good person. So this one, Chaim Vital said, "Shoytrim v'shoyftim titel lechol bechol shorecho." Kivyochol Hashem told you, "You're leaving now yeshiva. You have a shame over your eyes." And the Gemara says that if a person passes near a river and women are doing laundry, so they fold the sleeves, is a rosh. Find the Gemara, "Heiche domi." Poishel, Zogt Rashi, and even if he closes his eyes, he's a poishel. Why he went in such a place? Well, it's a chiyuv shmira. This is the shoytrim v'shoyftim titel lecho bechol shorecho. It's a chiyuv shmira. A person has to have a chiyuv shmira to watch and to be makpid and all of the shalom. Posig is mamshich. Back after the hunters. Svein tosim alecho melech vohoyo keshivtoy al kise mamlachtoy vekosav lo yes mishne atoira azois. The king, when he's a melech, וקוסב לו יש משנה התוירו הזו יסבוהוי סו אימוי וקורו מוי כל ימי חי זאת רשי שתי ספר תוירס אחס מונחס בבייס גנוזו ואחס שנכנסס ויועצס אימוי זה כמו רצלד עם חוף א' the melech has two ספר תוירס one that he goes with him and one that he puts in a safe so first וסבוהוי סו אימוי וקורו מוי כל ימי חי. The Gemara has a salkadaito that he has to take it to the bathroom. So the Gemara, the Melech needs to be 24 hours with the Sefer. We'll get back to it. But he has to have, because of lo yis mishne sefer ha-toyrazois, Rashi brings down, shtei sefer teiris, achas v'nachas v'beiz gnozov, v'achas shenichnas v'yoytzesim. Two Sefer Teiris. Why he needs two? One, Munachas Bebeiz Glozov, and one, Shenichnas V'yoytze Sima. So I want to say two pshatim that I heard. The first pshat is, I'll explain it with a marshal. This story I heard from the Balabas. He told me that my father, Yeshivas Kol Teira, he's an English guy actually, he lost his parents when he was 18 years old. His father. He was called back to take over the family business. He was very nervous, leaving yeshiva 18 years old and going to the world. Came to my father, you know, Voskem and Tola, I have to go to Olam HaMaaseh to support my family. I'm scared I will lose the tzura of Aben Teira. He told him, go to your room, write down how you think that the Balabas has to look. A blue shirt Sunday, not a blue shirt Sunday, with a hat the jacket, without a hat the jacket. But color yarmulke, you know, big, small, with supports that will not fall off the hair, without supports, you know, all of them. How about the boss has to look? How many hours to learn? He went to his room for 10 hours, he's writing his ashkofe, how the heat thinks of the boss has to look. Finishes, you know, fixing it, erasing it, finished to write it, brings it to my father, like his old sitter. This, the Balabas told me the story, I met him 30 years later. My father takes it, doesn't open it, folds it, puts it in the envelope, and tells him in 10 years, open it and see if you're holding it in the same place. The guy told me he opened it after 10 years, you know, he didn't recognize himself. Every Erev Yom Kippur, him and his wife, they read it, and they restart again. The Melech has a Sefer Teira within 24 hours. Why? to live lefi the Torah, to live with the Torah. The problem is, and we mamish 24 hours, we don't want the Melech to be Messiah Das. He has to have wars, politicians, economy, everything. He has to take care of the country. Slowly, slowly, you know, he forgets. The Torah starts to adapt herself to the world. He forgot what the original Torah was. When he comes back home, he sees the original Torah in Beis Knesset, and he restarts. He puts himself back to the right place where a person has to be. This is one reason that he has to have two Sefer Torahs. But there's another reason why the Melech has to have two Sefer Torahs. Now we explain it with a second brush. There's a shul once in Simchas Torah. Everyone, all the kids are running around the Sefer Torah, kissing, catching candies in Pekalach. There's one girl, 8 years old, she doesn't kiss the Torah. She's not interested, she's not in it. So the rabbi asks her, Ale Kushin Sefer Torah, why are you not excited? She says, we have so much in our house anyways. In our house, they live like in the edge of the city, like in a house, they're self-expanding, self-falling. They have so many in their house. When they look into the father, her father is a sofer. So she sees the klafi and the gan says, ah, what's exciting about it? The Melech is walking 24 hours with the Torah. He loses sometimes the chashivus, what is Torah. It becomes friendly. He comes home, he goes down to his safe. You know what was the safe of the kings in that day? Big diamonds. In the end, in the edge, he sees a closet from gold. He opens the closet, the Torah, Torah. He chaps it sit. Chazal say, Mipnei ma'abonim shel talmidei chachomim, einu talmidei chachomim. The belt says, because they see the father with a pajama. Everyone wears pajamas, yeah? No one thinks that the Talmid Chochem doesn't wear pajamas by now. But you see the Talmid Chochem Alevo with his capote, with his big white beard, Abaye Berobe, the fire is coming out of his face. The kid sees the father also in a normal way. There's no chisom. Father's allowed to be a normal person. But he loses the chashivas, he becomes like a friendly. So he doesn't become, he loses the chashivas. A person has to know, a lot of times, I know it's the meaning of some people when they finish to learn the Kush, the Gemara. It's a good reason to do it anyways. But it's a meaning to do it even if you're not holding there. Why? Well, not to do it like you kiss the mezuzah, stop, yeah? A little bit more serious. The Gemara is the Elike Gemara. But we learn it 24 hours and we live it. Sometimes you could see a bachur, he could schmooze in front of a gemara. He could take out his phone in the middle of his learning and check if he has a message. He's learning gemara. What is the pshat? He forgot that it's an elikei gemara. He forgot that it's an elikei gemara. If a person will remember that it's an elikei gemara, it will never happen. But he forgot what is the Elikei Gemara because he got used to it. But if he will find a way once a week, the Elikei Gemara, the kisses Gemara, the mechabed is Gemara, the Melech, he went 24 hours with a Sefer Torah. Avozak the Torah, yeah. So he's a Melech. Understand? He's the king of Klal Yisrael. Everyone's relying on him. 24 hours with a Sefer Torah, and in a second we'll see the Rambam what it means, 24 hours with a Sefer Torah. Not stand, it was like a kamiya on his head. It was 24 hours with a Sefer Torah. But we are scared that instead of the Torah mashpia in him, slowly, slowly he will lose the chashivus to Torah, and he will feel too comfortable with the Torah. He will feel too friendly with the Torah. So we told him, take another Sefer Torah, put it in your safe, in a gold box, every time you remember Elikei Torah. Like this, the Melech will stay above. A person has to, as a chashivis, he comes to a yeshiva, with plans to learn, to shtay. He's really planning to do it. And he gets used to it. If you remember the first day, you don't believe me, I'll tell you, check yourself, Mincha second day Rosh Hashanah. Everyone knows what means Mincha second day Rosh Hashanah, right? What happened? Rosh Hashanah is, we started Elul now, all of us are focusing Rosh Hashanah, right? Rosh Hashanah comes with the seats, mamash, busy with every knesh, yeah? Idols and everything what we need. Machzayrim, second day Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't work, Mincha, right? You don't know the second day of Rosh Hashanah? Maybe you're Chashver guys, but I remember it's a Shver Avoy, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, yeah? So this is what happens in 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and all of you know now Rosh Hashanah is a very Chashver today. After 2 days, I got used to Rosh Hashanah. The Melech will be used to the Teirah. The Teirah needs to be within 24 hours. Zog the Teirah, make a double. Double. Make another Sefer Teirah that you don't touch. Person makes himself. This was the reason G'doyle Adoyros would come Rosh Hashanah, Elul, back to the yeshivas where they learned to be for Elul and Rosh Hashanah and in the yeshivas. It's not stand that they came back to be their Elul. Because again, they wanted to remember back how was the yeshiva, how they were near yeshiva bachar. But you have to know, it's interesting, the Rambam in Hilchis Melochim brings down this din of the Melech, that he had a Sefer Teireh. The Rambam says, it's not Stama Alochim that the Melech had a Sefer Teireh 24 hours. Lo yarbe lo yisusim, ve lo yarbe lo yikesef. HaMelech osu lishtois, not allowed to drink. Elo yoisek betoiro betzorchi Yisrael shenemar vohoiso imoi vekoro boikol yemechayo. The Rambam says the Melech can't drink wine. He needs to be learning the whole day. Klai Yisrael, to become a Melech, didn't pshat, you enjoy yourself. He couldn't drink. Reyal beloi noshim, lo yoshotu benoshim. אפילו יש לאחס לא אים על עשור הסליבוי ודווקא יעקוס הוא בתאיר. So the Melech has to be the whole time in learning, even that every year has to learn. But the Melech can be Masiach Das, he's not allowed to even drink. So what state? The Rambam explains, because Hashem wants the Melech to be Shakua and Teire, because he's Leva'om. So we don't let him to drink, we don't let him to have noshim, we don't let him to have too much money, because that disturbs the person to sit and learn. The Rambam in Hilchis Talmud Torah brings down the same thing in Perek Gimel. Mi shenesoi libo ilekayem mitzvah zukorou ilio ismuchto v'kisro shel teireh לא יסיח דייטו לדבורים אחרים, לא יוסים הליבוי, אלא שיקנה תירו עם אוישו וקובוי, כך היא דרכו של תירו, פס במלח תיכל, לא יוסים הליבוי שיקנה תירו עם אוישו וקובוי. So בעצם, the Rambam says twice, the reason the Melech has to have the תירו the whole time, and he's not allowed to have nothing else, because רוצו תירו שיהיה דופוק בתירו. And if the dovuk b'teiro, you can't drink, you can't have too much money. If you want to learn, karoi, remember, you can't have both. And the Rambam Mishmita B'yoyvot finishes, v'loy shevet levi bilvat, v'lomo leizocho levi b'nachlas Eretz Yisrael, shuvdu lulav v'eses Hashem, v'loy shevet levi bilvat, v'kol ish v'Yisrael, השנות בו רוחוי והביאו מדייתו ליבוד אל עמו לפני השם לדופקו בו לאירו הרי זה נזכר יש קודש קדוש. So באמס, all of these three Rambams is the Pasuk in our week's parsha. Look good in the Rambam. ואיסו אימא בוי וקורו בוי כל ימי חיו למען ילמד לאירו את השם על היקוב לשמר את כל דברי התאירה הזאת. So first is what we said, that we want him, that the whole country will go with Teirah, that he will not be Masiach Das from Teirah, but we want that the Melech will be Lektach and learning, so he has to be the whole time with Teirah. V'hoi sa'imoy v'korah v'kol yamechayo. Then, the Pasuk is Mamshich, lo yiyeh lekoyanim v'alevim kol shevet levi chelik v'nachlo. Hashem hu nachlos. So this is Be'etzim. It's one way that a person can be lechtzich and learn. If the whole time he's kavua and teira. But if he has different things in his mind, teira cannot come in. I know sometimes you have kashas, you see smart people that have to both, they don't have teira. They're smart, they could talk it, they don't have it. The teira only comes in when a person is shukua b'teira and he's lechtzich and teira. When he's shukua and he's lechtzich and teira, so these are the two nekudas that we learn out from the melech. First, he has to have the teira with him to remind him. And we have to all remember that you could lose the chashivas, you have to be mechazik the chashivas. But it's another zach. While the Rambam learns pshat that the melech has to be lechtzich and learning, because libay leva om, so we need it to be teiradi. So he has to shaloi lehosiach daitoi she'ir imoi kol ha'eis, not to drink and not to be involved in different things. And the Rambam says, and any person that wants really to be zeichel kisa shel teiro has to decide you can do both. And the Rambam finishes, and not only Shevet Levi, but Shevet Levi also like that. This is what the Pasuk finishes by us. The Melech, and the Pasuk right away says, Shevet Levi also don't have a chilek v'nachlo, because Be'etzim, the way it works is a Melech, it's Shevet Levi, Yeru Mishpatecho le'Yakov, and then it's Klal Yisrael. Both of them are really people that are leading Klal Yisrael. So I want to go back. The pasuk brings down, Ki motze bekir becho be'achad she'orecho, a person that does have a zore, you have to kill him. Then the pasuk says, Sem tosim alecho melech, v'yav v'lesusim. And then Hashem says, you'll have a novi. Ach ha-novi asher yozid ledaber dobor bishmi asher lo yitzi visi ledaber. If a novi says the novi sheker, you have to kill him. V'chitoy mar bilvovcho. Eicho neida es ha-dobor asher lo yidibro Hashem. How we will know if a novi is a novi sheker or not? A novi. Asher yedaber anovi b'shem Hashem v'lo yiyah adobo v'lo yoboi hu adobo asher lo yidibro Hashem. The pasuk says as a cloud, when I give a nevuah, I never change my mind. If a novi tells you that something will happen and it did not happen, you could know that he's a novi sheker. The novi tells you something will happen and it doesn't happen, you could know. It's only if the Novi says something good will happen and it doesn't happen, you know he's a Novi Shem. But if he says something bad will happen and it didn't happen, he's not Ninveh. Yoina said, Ba'oit shloi shoyomi ve'nidvei ne'efeches. And nothing happened, because we did tshuva. So it is a promise that if the Novi says and it doesn't happen, he's a Novi Sheker. It's only if he says good and it doesn't happen. But if he says bad and it doesn't happen, it's not a high. So the Welt says pshat, beautiful pshat. I heard also Rav Shteinman said it once. And the Gemara in the end of Makkos. The Gemara says, Shuv pamacha so yoilim leYerushalayim, Abakive and the Chachomim. Roushu ol shehu yoitze mi beiskot sheakodosh. Itchilu hem boichim v'Rabakive metzachet. They saw Shu ol coming out from the kot sheakodosh. They started to cry, Rabakive metzachet. Omru le mibnei moata metzachet. It's you happy? Omru le mibnei moata boichim. Why are you so sad?
Omulay Mokum Shikosu Boy Bazara Korov Yumos, the Achshav Shuolim, Yelchu Boy Velay Nifka.
בשכר יקסיב לכם בגללכם ציון צוד התיכורש כל זמן שנזכרים לבעוסי של שכר של אויו או איזה מסיירה שנזכרים לבעוסי של שכר עכשיו שנזכרים לבעוסי של אויו בידוע שנבעוסי של שכר נזכרים אומרו לי בלושן הזה עקיבא נחמתון או עקיבא נחמתון בוא שתהייתם לגמור אבל עקיבא עושה לצזן אוריה לוחם בגלולכם ציו אין סוד התיכורש אין שכר יקסס על ישו סקיינים וסקיינס בחוי בשירושלים כל זמן שנסתור לנבואוסי של שכר יום אין אוריה ונבואוסי של שכר שכר יום נבואוסי של אוריה כל זמן שנזכרים לנבואוסי של אוריה או איזה מסיורה שנזכרים לנבואוסי של שכר יום Hashem said, Nevuah ro, he could change his mind. Nevuah toivo, he can't change. What if Hashem tells someone, listen, tomorrow morning you'll walk in the street, you will break your leg, and a minute after you'll find $1 million. If Hashem tells you tomorrow morning you'll find $1 million, he can't change his mind. If he says tomorrow you'll break your leg, he could change his mind. What if he said you'll break your leg and then you'll find $1 million? No. He could change his mind from breaking the leg and the man would be no $1 million. Otherwise, it's $9 million, so he can't change his leg, his nevuah. This was the Sufi of Habakkuk. Hashem said, "Tzio in sodet ichoresh, oy yesh luskeinim luskeinis b'choy b'shirushalayim." Close man, and I didn't see the fax coming out. I said, "Maybe will be no luskeinim luskeinis." So this is lashon haGemara. כל זמן שנזכר בנבואוסי של אוריה או איסי מסיורה I don't have a promise עכשיו שנזכרים בנבואוסי של אוריה בידוע because now for sure it will happen אמרו לי בלושן הזה עקיבא נחמתון או עקיבא נחמתון the briskerov said that this is the pshat everyone knows the haftorah that Shmuel tells Shaul Hashem doesn't want you to a king and Shaul begs I'm sorry I didn't mean it it's the people it's the Till in the middle, Shaul gives up and he says, "You know what? Okay, chotasi la Hashem. At least walk me." So the Biskerov what happened? Kozman Shmuel tells him, "Hashem said you're not the king." Shaul says, "Okay, I did not vary. I'm doing tshuva." When Shmuel tells him that Hashem gave it to Shaul, by Shaul is already a nevuah toivah to become a king. Now he can't change away the nevuah ra to take it away. From Shaul. So Kozman Hashem told Shaul, you're not a king. Hashem, I'm sorry. Vayito l'reacho. It says, also it happens in Veschana. Moshe David. Hashem says, Al Toisef, David al Yeshua chaskei v'amzeir. Why Moshe stops? Told him, Miskarov, he told him, Yeshua is the money. Nevuah Toiv, Hashem can't change. Kozman Hashem says, you will do something bad, Hashem can change it. But in the minute that Hashem says that it will be a Nevuah Toiv, it can't change. Then the pasuk is mamshich. Kisei tzel ha-milchomo al-oivecho ve-ro-iso sus ve-rechev am rov le-isiro mehem ve-hoyo ke-kovuchem al-milchomo ve-nigna shakoyen ve-omar alehem shma Yisroel atem kriveim al-milchomo al-yir al-levavchem ki-Hashem elokeichem ve-dibu ha-shoy tfim mi-o isha shubon ha-bayis ve-lo-ichanocho yelech ve-yoshuv le-beiso y-pen-yomus מי האיש אשר נוטו קרם ילך ויושב פן יומוס במלחום מי האיש אשר ירס אישו וללקוחו פן יומוס מי האיש היורא ורח הלבו יושב לבייסר זאת רשי היורא ורח הלבו רב יסי הגלילי הימר מהווירי שביודו So people went back, מי האיש אשר נוטו קרם ולהכיל אלוהי בונו בייס ולהכנוכו נוסו אישו, ארוס אישו מי היורא ורח הלבו and the Gemara says why Hashem said all the four together because if you would say only rach hallevo people would be embarrassed to leave like this people could think maybe he built a house maybe he has another wife maybe he has a keren so they say over a famous maisa that the maskilim made a show to laugh at the yidden it's a huge show I think it was in Vilna and the show was how will look when Mashiach will come Inside, you know, the room was packed. Inside, there was like 50 players. Big guys with like sticks with, you know, glass and nails sticking out, you know. And like they were screaming. and started. Now we see how will be a milchemes mitzvah. And then a little kohen gadol walks in. Mi oish asher bona bayis veloy chanochoi, and 5% go. Mi oish asher not akem, another 10 people go. It's left with 35, and they're screaming, they're ready to fight. Mi oish asher ires isha veloy nesa, another 5 go. But there's 30 guys screaming, we go. Mi oish ayore mira chaleivoy, ba'avei oish v'yodoy, afilu medabo betfinin shel roish, and Tfilin Sheliad, everyone backs out. There's left one short guy with a long beard, and it says on him, Chofetz Chaim, I'm ready to go. And the show finishes. So when they told the story to Reb Chaim Oiza, Reb Chaim Oiza said, Reshoi! They missed the last part of the show, that he goes and he wins. But this was the way of Milchemes Mitzvah. And the reason it's important to know it, Be'ez Hashem, we'll see next week after it. And on that Chofetz Chaim is the parsha ki say tzel amil chomer v'ro yisro b'shiv yoish as yifas torah. But the ganze parsha. But all of that was cleaned out. Milchemes Mitzvah was only the people that are not yore v'rach aleim ma'aveira shebiyonoi. Only these people went to the Milchomer. People that had Avedis, and this one was skinny, made Litzonis. So how you could win a war? If everyone will sit and learn who will be in the army. If everyone will sit and learn who will support the next generation, all these stupid dinas. Everyone will sit and learn, you'll see that it works out. That's Boduk and Menusa in life. You do the right thing, it works out. But it's hard. It's hard. But this was the tzura of Milchemes Mitzvah. Milchemes Mitzvah, not everyone went. When they went to Milchama, the Kohen Gadol said, "Mi ha'ish ayore v'rach aleivo." The pasuk before that brings down, and we'll see be'etzem, that is the parsha for Neir Miklot. It's very interesting. The pasuk says, "Tochin lecho aderech veshilashto miklot miklot oyokosu val parshas tochin." Tochin lecho aderech veshilashto. What signs? So pashtus is because when a person kills b'shergeg, the guys could kill him. He has to run right away. He doesn't know how to get it. There's no ways in that days. Yeah. So it's a halacha to put up signs that he could get it right away. Because if he will start to ask people how to get her, and every cross, people will stop him and they could kill him. So tochin lecho aderech b'shilashto. Miklot miklot ayokosu val parshas drochi. The chinuch is a little bit bothered. So it's a technical thing. Put up signs. If not, they have to tell miklot, who said to help? So the thing is just very, very helpful. They're trying to help. Zog b'chinuch avot. He says, "Was signs miklot miklot, but was no signs Yerushalayim Yerushalayim. Was no signs how to get to Yerushalayim. Why?" He said, "We wanted that the people that are walking to Yerushalayim will stop in every village. Where are you going? How do you get to Yerushalayim?" So everyone will hear people are going to Yerushalayim, they will also want to go to Yerushalayim. But if it's a sign, so no one knows who is going. When you stand on a highway, you don't know who is going to the Catskills, who is going to vacation, who is going to... People are driving, everyone knows where to go to. But if every second the car starts, where's the Catskills? So you know, wow, billions of people are going to the Catskills. Masha'enken and Boitzeach, we didn't want people to hear that people killed people. Because even when people kill, Chazal say, I want to explain, that was three Orimiklot Beida Ayarden and three Orimiklot in Eretz Yisrael. Umechuvonim ki min shtei shuvei shebekerem. Freid the Gemara in Makkos, Eretz Yisrael is 9.5 shvotim. Then the Gemara says, Shechem was in the middle. So if the Miklat was in the middle, so it comes out, right, they took Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, on the Zogon, is 10 meters. I would say 9 meters. I'm sorry, 12. So you put a Miklat 3, 4, and 3, 6, and 9. So from the edge, you have to run 3. The middle, really have to run less, because they could go to the sides. So the Gemara, B'shchem Shchiche Roitzchim. Shchiche Roitzchim, or Miklat is V'shegik. So the Chinuch, in a place that people kill in a mistake also. I explained to the Moshe, you dropped a glass cup once, haven't you dropped a glass cup? You dropped a kid once? Why not? Because the kid, you're sure not to drop. Maybe I drop one, but medical, you don't, yeah? Chas v'shalom, yeah? But you, normally, you don't drop a kid. A glass, you drop. What you're not allowed to drop, you don't drop. If people hear that people are starting to kill b'shogeg, killing becomes something that is not terrible. I remember, you already grew in a generation, it was ISIS, all these places. When I was a kid, if it was a terrorist attack and one guy died, everyone was walking in the street like, who knows what happened. Today, if it's 10, 15, the oil will get into it. Why? What's the difference? Because this is the way the world is. You get used to life. Zog de chinuch, we don't want people to know that people are running to Ermiklat. Sides, quiet. To Yerushalayim, we want everyone to discuss it. It's a nice vote. Pasha Shavua. I want to tell you, it's Megiyat the Bochum. Sometimes you have bad Bochum. Baruch Hashem, they're not here. Bad boys. Bad boys, they can come to Yeshiva. Some are not accepted, but they sit in Yeshiva. And imagine someone invites them to a hotel for a Shabbos to eat in a restaurant in a hotel that doesn't have a kashrus. It has but not a kashrus that Beteri eat. The Olam asks them, were you eating the Shabbos? I don't want to say the name. Yeah. He tells 50 people that he's eating there. Pitam, the new bacher that came, Erlich bacher, he's listening, the Olam are eating there. Then he eats there also. So this guy is a choyte umach. Where you going? I'm going to Tzfas for Shabbos. Choyte umachti. She doesn't let me go to Tzfas. You come here to learn. Once you say Tzfas, stay in Tzfas the whole Zman. We don't need guys to come here and Shabbos go to Tzfas. You go to Tzfas, stay there till the end of Zman. The guy in El has a time to go to Tzfas, better he will stay there for the whole Zman. Yeah? But if the guys that go to Tzfas will not talk about it, so no one goes, where I'm going, I'm here in Yeshiva this week. You're allowed to lie. I'm telling you, you're allowed to lie. I'm here in Yeshiva this week. Huh? Everyone is staying. Take the example Friday. You ask your roommates, what are you doing tomorrow? I'm going to Yeshiva. So if a guy is in the room with five guys that are coming to Yeshiva, he will also come. But if all of those guys say, no, Friday we don't come, he also doesn't come. A person doesn't understand the koyach of good and bad. Guy is going to, I told Balabati, go to the Fayyim Yeshiva, let everyone to know that you're going to Dafa Yom Kippur. And the vacation say, I'm sorry, I have to do my daf. I have to do my daf. Don't worry for another. Ah, he has to do his daf. I also have to do my daf. But if he hears, no, I have to go swimming. So the other guy also wants to go swimming. The guy doesn't understand what impact, what hashpah that he has. Zog de Teire, just don't put up signs Yerushalayim. People will hear people are going to Yerushalayim, they will also want to go to Yerushalayim. They will hear people are killing, they will start to lose the chashivas of life. So miklot kosu. No one knows if someone is going to the miklot. Nebach, you're a shvachi guy, you need to eat in a restaurant without a good hechsher. Nebach, you're a shvachi guy. No one has to know. No one has to know that you're killing your neshama. No one has to know that. that you're a Ritzach B'Shegeg. No one has to know that. Do it quietly. Where I'm going? I'm assessing my stomach. You don't have to say, no, I'm going to the store to buy something before Shia. No. Where I'm going? I'm going to bed. Take it over to the bed. I'm going to bring an Amal from downstairs, even better. I'm going to get my notes. It's kleine Sachen. It's kleine Sachen. You never know. It takes a second just to talk positive and not to talk negative, even if you're in a massive of negative. You just talk, I'm going. Look what happened in America today. You know, it became a Nuzach, everyone comes down to Saul for Simiyach and Kalas. Why? I remember when the Novominska Rebbe started, the first Yach and Kalas of the Aguda. Can we ask Rav Shachter, was it like, you know, was a matzah in Eretz Yisrael, and they wanted, you know, some American people felt that they wanted to show support to this country. So they told him, come and make a Yach and Kalas. And they made the newspapers, Yach and Kalas, Yach and Kalas. Look what happened. Everyone decided it's a very good idea to do Yach and Kalas. So it became a Nuzach, you do Yach and Kalas. If everyone will start to talk that everyone also does a China trip, then we'll become that you have to do also a China trip. But this is the mitzvah of this. Everyone has to do a Yach and Kalas. Everyone talks that he goes to the Gnoyim. So everyone comes to the salt. It's a part of the tour, you go to the Gnoyim. Okay? So bad with the Gnoyim, but that is the mitzvah. Now, what everyone else does, chutz from that, then he asks the Olam, where the Olam go? Yeah, it's like under the table, where you do, okay, what do you do the other days? Yeah? But like everyone knows, yeah, you didn't go to the Chag Kriyas, but you have to get into the Chag Kriyas. It's Hashpa. A Bacher doesn't understand. Guy thinks, Hashem doesn't ask you a lot of times to do a lot. But we have to know these mitzvahs are not only given, no, it's not a miklot today. A guy could be the one that does miklot, and machriba yeshiva. He went away ben Azman. He went to a good place to talk about it. He went to a shvach place. Went away. No, he says, I went to Rome and I did it. You never know how much bachrim you're spoiling the day of the day. I went on vacation. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. What happened? Nothing. The guy speaks, I had to cook ben Azman. I learned. People want to do that. Miklot kosu, that people will not, as is of the chinuch, that people will not talk bad, they will not talk that they killed, people will not hear the tzich, but they will hear Yerushalayim. So I'm not speaking, we're speaking now on a very lower level. I'm not speaking about now sitting and learning and giving an example. Shabbos noch besuda, I'm planning to learn, and then don't learn. But don't say, you know, no, I have to finish the meal because I have to start to go around to the Chatzos HaKodesh. Yeah? The guy thinks, what do you do after the meal? You go to sit and learn. Then you're tired. Go to sleep. Again, I'm saying, I'm speaking at the lowest level. It's about mitzvah. The Torah tells us, we have to learn from that. Miklot, don't talk about the bad. And Adarab, talk about the good. Don't be worried. Talk about the good. Go with the Gemara. Show. That is the show when I see it.